Welcome to the Equestrian Business Podcast, the show that talks about business for equestrians. If you're an equestrian business owner who wants more revenue, more profit, and a better work-life balance in your business, and you're looking for dry, humid, no-nonsense business advice, you're in the right place. Whether you're just getting started or whether you've been in the equestrian game for decades, I'm going to give you the tools, the strategies, systems, techniques, and a splash of philosophy on what you can do to have more fun, a better work-life balance, and more money in your equestrian business. It is 5:31 in the morning. I've got up extra early. I couldn't sleep and I thought, you know what? It's podcast time. And also, for the last couple of weeks, I've been scrolling through Facebook. I've been doing some market research. It's called social listening. I encourage everybody to do this. And it's basically where you intentionally look at social media and you're listening out for your ideal clients and the people who are in your target audience, and you see what they're saying on social media, you see what kind of language that they're using, and you see what they're saying. And commonly what I am seeing at the moment is people saying that they don't know how much to charge for their livery services or their boarding services if you are in the US. Now, people are making posts such as, I have these facilities and I offer these services, how much would you want to pay? How much should I charge? I'm based in this area and I have this, this and this, how much should I charge? And then people are like, I'd pay £60 a week, I'd pay £20 a week, I'd pay £35 a week. And every single one of those answers is wrong. And I can say that with the utmost confidence, because what people on Facebook feel like paying is not how your price should be determined. What people suggest you should charge is not the right answer. What your auntie thinks you should charge is not the right answer. What some stranger who lives 200 miles away thinks you should charge is not the right answer. The right answer is that your price is determined by your overheads and your operating costs, because this is the only way that you can guarantee that you're going to make a profit. If you work out all of the expenses in your business, so how much does it cost you to order the hay, the bedding, pay your bills, your rates, your electric, your rent or your mortgage, your upkeep, your staff, all of these things, all of these costs, and I'm sure I've missed loads out. Work out all of your expenses and then add on a percentage that you want to earn for profit. There's no right or wrong answer here. It could be 10%. You might want to earn 20%. You might want to earn 60%. Knock yourself out. That's up to you. But you get to decide. And honestly, what everybody else feels like paying becomes irrelevant. And I know what people say here. I know what people say back. I know what the skeptics have to say. Oh, well, how am I ever going to make money if other people are only charging £30 a week and I want to charge £70 a week? How am I ever going to make money? Obviously, it matters what the market value is and what the market average is. Well, kinda. But also no. So Shein, or Shine, I don't know how you pronounce it, the very cheap clothing company based in China. If I wanted to buy a handbag from them, literally just having a quick glance on my phone now, if I Google it, I can buy a handbag from them for £12.37. Now if I make my way over to the Prada store, a handbag that looks very similar is going to set me back some £2,000 and the rest. But people still buy from both brands. The market value becomes irrelevant because you can influence your buyer's perception of value through your marketing. And also, remember, there's different types of buyer for different things. So some people are really price conscious. And this isn't the entire market. You might think that the entire market's price conscious, but I promise you they're not. It's just that you're targeting the wrong people and you're having the wrong people come through your door. So for the exact same reason that some people prefer to spend £200 on a handbag, and the exact same reason that some people choose to spend upwards of £7,000 on a handbag, while some people choose to spend less than £30 on a handbag, this is the exact same principle that carries across in every market. The people that you're targeting need to be able to afford your services. So if you have a five-star facility with top-of-the-range stables, you've just installed a cross-country course, you've got a horse walker, your arena's been resurfaced recently, you've just built an indoor, you can't compete on price with the livery yard whose stables are collapsing, they have no turnout, and they're for the happy hacker and the people who just want to go out on a calm, quiet trail ride on a weekend and have never competed in their life. Because one, they're not going to pay the price that you need to charge in order for you to earn a profit. And two, they're just not in your target audience. Think realistically. Who do you need? Is your ideal livery a lady in a professional job earning around about £40,000 to £60,000 a year who absolutely loves her pony, perhaps runs her own business or at least works in some other kind of professional role, maybe clinical psychology, maybe she's a GP, that kind of thing? How can you attract her into your business? What kind of language does she use? What kind of problems does she have? What does she value? And how can you offer that? Stop trying to appeal to everybody. Stop trying to compete on price. If you're struggling with your profit margin, here's a wake-up call. You can't compete on price. There is absolutely not a chance that you can compete on price. Forget it. You can't do it. What you can compete on is the services that you offer, the facilities that you have, and the environment that you have around you. So you can compete on creating a welcoming environment where bullying is completely zero tolerance, where you have a really nice sense of a community. You can compete on that, and that's worth paying for. I would pay through my back teeth to not be in a livery yard that has a toxic, horrible environment. Would genuinely pay through the back teeth for it. Compete on things that you can actually compete on. Maybe you can compete on facilities. Maybe you can compete on area and the like the riding routes that are available to you, the hacking or the trail rides that are available. Perhaps you can compete on the fact that you have some really, really knowledgeable staff, or the services that you offer are quite unique. Maybe you offer different things to everybody else. Maybe you're just not the run of the mill. Compete on that. Don't compete on price. Unless you live mortgage-free and you have extremely low overheads, you can't compete on price. Stop trying. It's only one of the ways that you can influence value. So value doesn't always have to be value for money. There is a lot of other ways that you can influence your audience's perception of value. And you can do that through your marketing. I can convince you that £20,000 is either a lot of money or absolutely nothing. Don't believe me? Watch this. So if I tell you that I am going to buy a second-hand car for £20,000, you probably think I'm a bit of a donut, right? Now, what if I was to tell you that this car is the limited edition, one of a kind? It's been signed by who's someone who's really famous. It's been signed by George Clooney, and sod it, Elon Musk's written on it as well, and loads of other random celebrities have all signed it, and it's got a resale value of £2 million. Suddenly, 20 grand doesn't seem like a great deal of money at all, because you've seen the potential. So it's all about marketing. It's all about the information that you make available. So by giving you extra information, I've influenced your perception of that £20,000. This is how value perception works. It's based on the information that you make available about your business, about your services, about yourself, and the problem that it is solving for your ideal client. So for somebody who's like me, who's had some bad experiences in livery yards with really, really horrible environments and really, really toxic people, I, like I said, would pay through the absolute nose to have a calm, welcoming, friendly environment. And it means a lot to me. Whereas some people aren't bothered about that. They just want creme de la creme facilities to exercise their horse in. And some people just want cheap and cheerful. And that's absolutely fine. If you can afford to give people cheap and cheerful because you can still make a profit while being cheap, go for it. I'm all for it. I am not the kind of person who's going to judge you for going to the lower end of the spectrum. I'm here to help you make money. If you would like to learn how to confidently set your prices, I have a really, really cool opportunity coming up for you. So I am, for the rest of February, giving away my marketing power hour. So this is all about helping you understand all aspects of marketing. So marketing isn't just advertising. I just want to correct that for you. So marketing is actually a whole set of things, including pricing. Pricing is a huge part of marketing. And so is the value that you create, the perception of value that you create around that price. The Marketing Power Hour zooms in on different parts of your business. So we could focus on your pricing, create an actual pricing structure, and look at how much money you need to charge in order for you to create a profit. And you get to decide how much that profit margin will be. And then I'm going to help you create marketing content that shows off the people that you actually want on your facility. You tell me the kind of people that you want to avoid and the kind of people that you want to welcome with open arms. I'll help you create a marketing strategy that funnels in the people you want and automatically turns away the people that you don't want on your yard, at your barn, on your facility. If you'd rather DIY it, I've also got something for you, so listen up. You may have heard about my completely free, incredibly popular cash flow forecasting tool. Now, this is a cash flow forecast spreadsheet, and I'm actually using it right now. I am running a cash flow forecast on my partner's new business because he is applying for some business funding to start up his business. And this is the exact tool that I am using to send to the British Business Bank to apply for his loan. So what this tool does is it takes all of your running costs, it takes all your personal expenses into account, your home costs and what you need and how much money you need in your everyday personal life, how much money your business needs to operate, to run, what your costings will be per charging, like for charging like your service, what your direct costs are. And then it will tell you whether you're making a profit or a loss based on what you're charging. It will also tell you what percentage of your income is taxable. It will show you your opening and closing bank balance. It pretty much washes up the dishes for you. It is an all singing, all dancing sheet. And like I said, completely free. Just because I want to help you out. Just because I genuinely want to make a difference for equestrian business owners everywhere, because I feel like this is an industry that really, really needs the business support. If you would like the incredibly popular completely free cash flow forecast, you can either drop me an email to Rhiannon@equestrianbusinessspecialist.com, or you can search me on any social media platform and drop me a little message. I would be more than happy to send that over to you personally and give you that file for free. Or you can click the link in my Instagram bio, the link tree, and you can go on to the little tab that says cash flow forecast, enter in your email address, and you'll be automatically sent a copy of the cash flow forecast for you to download as many times as you like, make as many copies as you like. I also advise that a lot of people create a cash flow forecast and then download a second blank copy, and they fill that in real time, month to month, based on the sales that they've actually got, so that you can see whether your real time results are following the same trends as your forecast, as you predicted. So that is completely free. That's an amazing resource that I have put out there for you. And if you would like to get in touch with me about any of my services and my one-to-one consultancy, where you have my eyes solely on your business for 90 minutes in the power hour, then do reach out. Remember, every power hour this month also gets free audits that are worth £100. So in the audits, what you do, or what I do for you, is I sit down and I analyze every aspect of your marketing. So I'll go through all of your social media channels, I will go through everything that you're posting, I will go through your website with a fine tooth comb, and I can also look at your physical traditional marketing, such as posters, flyers, business cards, things like this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at it from your customer's perspective, and I'm going to video it, and I'm going to tell you exactly what your target audience is thinking when they're seeing your marketing content. I'm going to tell you how your messaging is being received by them. I'm going to tell you why it's working or why it's not working, if it's not, and I'm going to tell you how to improve it. So these are normally around about a 15-minute video, and you get an accompanying document as well with your action plan and your next steps and what you can do to improve it. Now, these are normally £100. If you buy the Power Hour, this is completely free, giving it away until the end of February. And also, because I really want to help out, now this is something that I am never doing again. And I almost feel crazy for offering it now. I've been advised not to, but it means a lot to me to offer this to you, because when I first started my business, I really needed some business support. I really needed some advice, and I just wasn't sure where I was going wrong, but I couldn't afford it. I had £17,000 worth of debt, which I've managed to pay off now. I managed to pay that off in under 2 years. But at the time, I really, really needed some help, and I had no money to invest into help and support. So I have made a promise to myself that I want to stay accessible and affordable for smaller businesses who need the support. So if you are on a reduced income, if you're having a really hard time with your cash flow, if you're getting dragged about by your cash flow and you just don't have enough money coming in, you're not getting enough sales, send me a message. I am offering a pay-as-you-feel audit for your marketing, meaning that I will happily go through all your marketing content, give you the videos, give you the action plan, and you pay what you feel like it's worth. And the reason that I'm doing this is, like I say, I want to make sure that business support, help and advice is accessible to smaller businesses who are struggling, because you guys are the ones who need it the most. So if you're listening to this and you think, I would love some help in my business, but I just don't have the cash available right now, I'd love some business support, but I can't afford it, I don't have the money, this is for you. It's only available until the 29th of February, 2024. If you would like to get your hands on one of these audits, drop me a message. They are going off really, really thick and fast. They are literally flying off the shelves. People are messaging me nonstop about this, but there is a criteria. You must be on a reduced or low income. I don't want people who can afford this taking advantage of this opportunity. So you must be able to prove that you are having trouble making sales, making a profit. If you can prove that, do drop me a message. I would love to help you. So just to remind you, you can get in touch with me on any social media platform by searching the Equestrian Business Specialist. Drop me a message. I'd be more than happy to help you out. Or you can drop me an email to Rhiannon@equestrianbusinessspecialist.com. You can also find this email address in the show notes if you forget it, because I understand. I'm one of those people who forgets things as soon as I've been told them, if I don't write them down. So yeah, everything that you need from me is in the show notes. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to go make some breakfast. It has been delightful chatting to you for the last 21 minutes. I hope you reach out to me soon. And as always, you have been delightful for tuning in.